went to 16 prisons around Uganda, and what we saw there was, in many cases, appalling. Prisoners are sleeping packed together in tiny cells throughout the night. They are sleeping on one shoulder so that if prisoners need to roll over, they have to coordinate with dozens of other prisoners in their cell to do it all at the same time. What we heard over and over again from prisoners, the prisons we went to, was that even when they were sick, prison wardens would often stop them from going out to the medical facilities that were available, even in their prison or in the surrounding community, to access treatment. Sick prisoners are made to work for private landowners who pay the prison authorities, and they're made to work day after day. They're brutally beaten to make them work harder, and that's because the money goes to the prison authorities, because the prison authorities need that money to operate their prisons. They pocket some of it personally, and so the prisons have an incentive to push prisoners to work under backbreaking conditions, to brutally beat them, even when they're ill. Overcrowding is a result of delays in the criminal justice system, lack of access to bail, lack of access to legal representation. And so prisoners can wait, in some cases, for years for their cases to be resolved by the courts, and they'll be kept in prison often for that whole time. Overall, the prison system has 56% of its prisoners incarcerated awaiting resolution of its case, not convicted of any crime. When you go to the prisons, the prisoners will all tell you that they're scared because they're hearing their fellow prisoners coughing throughout the night. We heard people coughing throughout their interviews with us. We know that the TB rates in the prisons are almost double that in the general population. There's a lot of TB in the prisons, but very few people are getting tested, particularly in rural areas. Very few people are getting treatment, particularly in rural areas as well. We know that drug-resistant TB could be spreading within the prisons, and it could be spreading outside of the prisons as well.